The casino mining project, northwest of Carmax, proceeding slowly through the environmental permitting stage for its proposed copper-gold open-pit mine. It's receiving the highest level of scrutiny possible under Yukon's environmental screening process. Paul Wessels is the president of the Casino Mining Corporation. We reached him in Vancouver for an update on the project.
Good morning.
Mr. Wessels, I understand you've been at the casino site recently. What's happening there this summer?
Well, you know, we don't have a lot happening at site. I was up earlier this year. We had a number of investors come through town and a group of investors that visited a bunch of sites, and this is part of the Yukon Mining Alliance, and they visited the casino site, and they went to go see Kaminak and a number of the other projects in the area, so that's why I was up there. But in terms of the activities we have at site, we're finished our exploration, we're finished most of the engineering, so the activities that we have at site are really related to environmental and permitting. So we have people doing water sampling and wildlife monitoring, and those sort of activities are the key ones that are happening.
So does that all fall under this highest level of screening possible here in the territory that you're being put through?
The work that we're doing up there would be required under any level of screening, but certainly, moving up to the panel review, we'll have to make sure that, there's a few additional activities that need to be done as part of that.
What sorts are those, and would they be done in the next year or so?
Yeah, we're thinking about the next year. Really the focus, and it was one of the reasons why we were moved to the panel review. The focus is really on the tailings and tailings management. So it's something that we take very seriously, and it's something that's very important to us. So, we continue to look at how we're dealing with the tailings and waste up there and ensuring that we have the best solution going forward.
Well, how difficult is it? We've had the proposed tailings dam for the mine identified as the main reason for this high level of scrutiny. Similar dams collapsed at Mount Polley in BC and in Latin America. So once people lose confidence in this type of tailings dam, how do you convince them it can be done safely here in the Yukon?
Well, there's a number of things that we're doing to make sure that the way that we deal with tailings and waste is the best way forward. First of all is really getting our engineers to look at, all the possible ways to deal with waste and then make sure that, we've left no stone unturned in terms of the technologies that are being used and the way that technology is implemented. The second thing that will come in, and this will come as part of the panel review, one of the things that we will be embarking on is really, working closely with the federal, territorial, and First Nation governments to ensure that, their input into how we deal with the waste and the tailings is the best solution possible.
So there's always new research into these methods?
Yeah. There's certainly better ways to do things, and I think in the light of Mount Polley, we went back and took a look at is there some smarter ways that we can do that or to deal with waste, I think there is, and so we're looking at some modifications to the facility here going forward.
Has a date been set for the hearings or the review to actually begin?
No. The way that this will proceed is that we received our what are called the ESC statement guidelines on June 19th. We now need to go away and really take our previous application, retool it, do a few more things, and resubmit. We anticipate that will be in the second half of next year. And then once that's submitted, that's when the panel is struck and those hearings are set. So that won't happen probably till the end of next year and more likely into 2018.
And is the estimated cost of building the mine set?
Yeah, I mean, the feasibility study hasn't changed, and so the capital cost is still around $2.5 billion. And you know, one of the things that when we've looked at that capital cost for a mine of this size, and you know, this is certainly a large mine for the Yukon, but if you look at globally, I mean, this is not a really large mine, but this is a sort of typical cost for a mine of that size.
Well, I'm interested when you mentioned the investors being flown around to look at the different projects. You know, right now with the markets, how difficult is it to raise money?
Well, actually, the markets, after a long, long downturn, have turned a little bit. You know, you've seen, you've seen Cavanagh be bought by Goldcorp. Victoria Gold raised some money. Well, Green Platinum has raised money. We've turned the corner on a very, very poor market, which was the case for really the previous 4 or 5 years. The ability for good projects, because you know it's a good project to raise money, is definitely something that is available to us.
And you're still optimistic about a certain opening date?
You know, after going through the permitting and starting on one track and being moved to another track, I don't give out opening dates. But you know, our goal is just to make sure that we move the project forward, make sure that you know all Yukoners understand what we're doing and the benefits and how careful that we're moving the project forward. And you know, if it takes an extra year, it takes an extra year. And I think it's important that it's done right. Rather than it's done fast.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much for bringing us up to date.
Well, thank you, and it's a real pleasure to talk to you.
Paul Wessels, president of the Casino Mining Corporation.